Radio 1. Vorspiel.
Hinter dem US-Trio Danny and the Darlings stecken gestandene Rockmusiker, allen voran Danny Crohr, der schon auf Garagenpunk-Erfahrungen mit den Detroiter Gorries und den Demolition Dollrods zurückblicken kann. Ihm zur Seite stehen der Drummer Richard Wolfile und Keyboarder Colin Burke. Formiert haben sich Danny and the Darlings 2010 und praktizieren seitdem ihren energetischen Mix aus Blues, R&B, abgedrehtem Hillbilly-Sound, kurz Außenseitermusik in jeder Form, jenseits kulturell ausgetretener Hipsterpfade. All das findet sich auf dem Debütalbum Stink. Live gastieren Danny and the Darlings heute Abend im Berliner Crystal. Und jetzt gibt's darauf einen Vorgeschmack in unserem Radio 1-Studio im Admiralspalast.
Aus Detroit nach Berlin, nein, man muss sagen aus Luzern nach Berlin geflogen, denn sie waren noch in der Schweiz gestern. Danny, yeah. Hi, welcome to Berlin.
Thank you.
Hi, I don't listen, I can't hear you.
Oh, I can.
Ah, yes, now I can, okay. Can hear awesome. You. We did a mistake. The album isn't called Stink. Also everybody thinks this album is called Stink.
Yeah.
Aber es, ich habe gerade, Rainer hat das in dem Vorspann gesagt, das Album hieße Stink, aber jeder sagt das, weil es draufsteht. It's written Stink on the album, but it doesn't stink.
Well, it depends on your taste, I suppose.
Okay, Stink is just the guy who did the
artwork. Yeah, he's the artist who did the mural. It was a mural in on a wall in Detroit on an abandoned factory building near my house, and I really liked the mural a lot. It's it looks like a monster from the 60s, you know, when they used to draw monsters and coming out of cars, and you know, there's like a whole hot rod monster tradition mm-hmm. in the United States, and it reminds me of that, but it's modern too. And I really like it because of that, because we do 60s kind of garage music, but I'm hoping that there's something modern about it. So that mural really spoke to me in that sense. And it was signed Stink.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on Google and looked up Stink, and I found out it's this kid from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I contacted him. I found him on Facebook or something. And I found out his real name. I found some interviews with him. I contacted him. I asked him if we could use this painting for the cover. And he said, yeah, sure. He goes, just give me $200. And I said, that sounds fine, you know. So I sent him a check for $200 and had his blessing to use it. And I had a photographer take a picture of it. And so it says Stink at the bottom because that's his name. And we thought, if people think that's the name of the album, fine, but we're not,
okay.
You know. The Replacements already had an album called Stink. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, also die Geschichte von hinten aufgezäumt, die Replacements hatten mal ein Album, das hieß Stink. Und das ist der Irrtum. Die Geschichte ist einfach so, in der Nähe des seines Wohnhauses in Detroit hat er diese Zeichnung gesehen von diesem kleinen Monster. Und es gibt eine alte Tradition, also diese Monster zu zeichnen. Und für ihn hat es eben diese alte Tradition, aber sehr modern. Und er fand das irgendwie cool. Und dann hat er versucht rauszukriegen, stand Stink dran. Drauf und er hat versucht rauszukriegen, über Google und Facebook diesen Jungen zu kontaktieren und hat das gemacht und der sagte, ja und so, du kannst das benutzen, gib mir einfach einen Scheck über $200 und alles ist gut und das hat er gemacht und jetzt deswegen ist dieses Stink, dieses lustige kleine Monster, why are you laughing?
Because I didn't realize you were going to translate everything right after I said it, so I'll try to make my answers shorter and not
okay.
So long-winded.
It's
okay. But you did an excellent job.
Thank you. When we played the first song in the program, you played along. Like you would play along the guitar.
Oh yeah.
That's what you really like, right?
Well, it's just something else that I like.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. This YouTube video, and you would do that. Es gibt ein YouTube Video und es ist so wie so eine kleine Home Story und er erzählt, also Danny erzählt über seine Musik, über seinen Musikgeschmack und spielt ein bisschen Gitarre. So something you like to play.
Yes, and it's something that I miss because on this tour I were playing all electric garage rock and I didn't bring an acoustic guitar with me. And so I've missed playing one because I have some at home.
Yeah, I know. You have very wonderful acoustic guitars like a Gibson Hummingbird.
I do have a 67 Gibson Hummingbird that I love. And I also have a 59 Gibson LG1 that I love very much.
Uh-huh. Ja, also ich tue gerade so, als würde ich mich total auskennen. Also in diesem Video, was Sie sich auch angucken können, ganz viel erfahren können über Danny und seine Band und seinen Musikgeschmack, spielt er eine Gibson Hummingbird 67 and you bought it because of Keith Richards.
Yeah. Did you read an interview with me?
No, it was just in this video. I didn't have to read.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't remember saying. Yes, that's why I bought it. It's Keith Richards' favorite. Oh, yeah. That video just came out. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. It's very new. That's why I didn't remember it.
And I learned that you love Jimmy Rogers and Dr. Ross and Roscoe Holcomb, all the old guys, rhythm and blues and folk.
I love that stuff. Yeah.
But your parents didn't seem to be very supportive concerning you making music, right?
No. I mean, you know, they didn't. They said it's okay for a hobby, but you know, don't try to make a career of it.
Mm-hmm. You had to.
Yeah, I had to. Mm-hmm. I had to, and it took me a long time to explain to them that it's something I have to do. You know.
Also seine Eltern, man hört ja oft das Gegenteil. Ja, meine Eltern haben mich sehr unterstützt. Geh deinen Weg und mach Musik und so. Und seine Eltern waren da ganz anderer Meinung. Sie sagten, man sollte das nicht tun, er sollte auch was Vernünftiges lernen. Aber er sagte, nein, ich mach das und das ist gut. Thank you, you just did what you wanted to. So otherwise we wouldn't have this great music we should listen to right now. Don't get in the car.
Yep, don't get in the car.
Don't Danny and the Darlings. You just told us off air that you used to play this song much faster.
Oh, we play it now much faster.
You played it now much faster.
I haven't listened to this recording in a while. I've just, you know, we've just been playing it every night. So to hear it now, the old recording, it sounds so much slower.
Also
it sounds good. I mean, I like it. Maybe we're playing it too fast now.
Ja, also er hat es lange nicht mehr gehört, die Aufnahme. Sie spielen es heute sehr, 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 sehr viel schneller. Und es ist ganz erstaunlich, jetzt diesen Song zu hören. This recording sounds so old. It sounds like it was recorded in the 60s. That was your intention, right?
Yeah, definitely our intention, you know. I mean, just because I love that sound, and I'm not trying to make, I don't know. There's a fine line between trying to recreate the 60s and making something modern. Mm-hmm. And I don't want it to be like we're trying to reenact the 60s, but I do love those sounds. So, you know, but we did find a guy who collected a bunch of gear from the 60s and built his own recording console that was a copy of a 1960s British EMI recording console and super into vintage sound and all that. And, you know, his philosophy with it is that recording got more complicated, but it never sounded better than it did then.
Mm-hmm. Also es ist ihnen tatsächlich so wichtig, genau so zu klingen. Und es geht nicht darum, man kann natürlich das eine versuchen. Man kann versuchen, so zu klingen wie in den 60er Jahren, das mit moderner Technik hinzukriegen. Aber das ist etwas ganz anderes, als das mit tatsächlich dem Equipment oder der Studiotechnik aus dieser Zeit zurückzuholen, diesen Sound, oder überhaupt zu rekreieren. Und das haben sie geschafft. Es gab, muss man sagen, ein Studio in Detroit. You recorded in Detroit?
Ann Arbor, a city just north of Detroit.
Aha, also nördlich von Detroit. Und da gab es diesen Typen, der diese ganze alte Studiotechnik aus den 50er, 60er Jahren, die so klingt, oder noch so wie diese alten EMI-Studios, herstellen konnte. But the studio closed, so.
Yeah.
Ja, er ist ganz traurig, weil das Studio gibt es leider nicht mehr.
There's a lot of good studios in Detroit, but that one was really unique, so.
Ja, talking about Detroit, have you seen this movie? Of course you have.
Yeah.
Ja, also ich habe heute gerade von Germa diese DVD Only Lovers Left Alive von Jim Jarmusch bekommen. Es spielt in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the shooting of the
Well, one of the kids who's acting in the movie came to one of our shows he was in Detroit, and I guess he really liked the band, so he mentioned us in a scene.
Really?
Yeah.
You are in the scene?
Yeah, well, he just, yeah, he mentions the band, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody says to him, oh, man, you know, did you go to that Danny and the Darlene show last night? Yeah, I think I saw you there, yeah.
That's funny. That's a coincidence, because he didn't know that, ja. Also ich habe heute diese DVD bekommen, Only Lovers Left Alive, und Danny erzählt gerade, es war tatsächlich ein jemand in der Show, wo sie gespielt haben, Detroit, der im Set war, also der eine kleine Rolle hat, und er erwähnt die Band sogar. Hast du gesehen, Danny? Ich habe diese Show, Danny and the Darlenes, gesehen. Das kommt vor, jetzt muss man natürlich besonders deutlich darauf hin gucken. Detroit has changed a lot.
Yeah.
So what is it like? Also wir wissen, dass Detroit den Bach runtergegangen ist, nachdem es ist nicht mehr Motor City. Und wenn man das Internet betrachtet oder YouTube-Videos, dann sieht man das. Es sieht aus wie Walking Dead, Live-Kulisse. Es ist wirklich kaputt. So what is it like to live there these days?
Well, it's been changing for a long time. It's always changing, you know. And like so many cities now in the current age, it's changing quickly. It's becoming fashionable for people who once lived outside of the city to move back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Aha. Also es verändert sich, hat sich natürlich über die letzten Jahre sehr, sehr rasant verändert, und jetzt ist es schon wieder in, sozusagen wieder zurückzuziehen. So how do they live? How does the population change?
You know, one thing that is in so many articles and documentaries about the city is they talk about how much empty space there is, which is true, but there's also a lot of space that's well populated. It's a huge city. Mm-hmm. You know.
Ja, also man sieht natürlich viel Dokumentationen, die zeigen, wie viel Leerstand es gibt in der Stadt, aber es gibt natürlich genauso viele Orte, die sehr, sehr wohl belebt und auch ja reich an Kultur sind. Let's talk about the music scene in Detroit. Is there a living
There's always been a great living music scene in Detroit, you know. I mean, it's not... You can't make a living. It's difficult to make a living. But the thing that I like about Detroit so much is it's very inexpensive to live there. Mm-hmm. It always has been.
Aha, also man kann, es gibt eine sehr lebendige Musikszene da. Es ist schwer, davon zu leben, von der Musik, aber es ist nicht so teuer, in Detroit zu leben, wahrscheinlich wegen der Bedingungen, die im Moment da noch herrschen. But tonight you live in Berlin. For tonight, you live in Berlin, you
right.
play in Berlin in the Crystal Club. And where are the other two guys? Are you just playing?
Colleen, the bass player, does not like doing interviews.
Okay.
Just doesn't enjoy it. Richie, the drummer, met a friend of his who's from the United States, and he was in a band with him there, and they went off and to get dinner and drinks. And
okay. So thank you that we had you.
Yeah.
Danny.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, also heute Abend about 10, starts the show at the Crystal, Danny and the Darlenes. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
for
Mary.
Being here. Come back sometime.
Be
thank
my
you.
My pleasure to come
bye
back.
Bye.
Thank you.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.